Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, every week our pod squad review, well, a podcast to see if there's some audio gold out there that you might just not have found yet. And today we're talking about Rylan's podcast, How to Be a Man.
Hi, I'm Rylan, and I'm here to talk about men. Because in recent years, we have all seen the man in Britain undergo radical change as the rule book has been well and truly ripped apart.
Who were your masculine role models growing up?
So I grew up with your Schwarzeneggers, Stallones, Jean-Claude Van Damme. I used to watch his movies on repeat.
Together, we're going to try to get to grips with the rapidly changing landscape.
I was in a position to come out and it was like, there is literally no one in the Premier League that is gay, so yeah. I want to be that stepping stone.
We will explore the masculine qualities that are relevant today.
Like everything in my life, I have made up my own masculinity. And my masculinity is my particular recipe.
How do we best prepare boys to become the future generations of men?
The things that get passed off as banter, it could have effect on someone. As a teacher, it's so vital that we get that message clear for children.
My pod squad, today, broadcaster Kira King and Off the Ball's Cameron Hill are with me in studio. Kira, how would you sell this podcast?
I would sell it as Rylan Clark talking about masculinity and talking about toxic masculinity and having revealing conversations with prominent figures and celebrities in the UK. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
Think so. I think you've nailed it there. Yeah, he outlines, like, this came out a year ago, so a lot has happened since then, but I think it's coming off the back of the likes of, as we say, the toxic masculinity world, the likes of Andrew Tate and Jordan Peterson and the effect they're having and the conversations that they're opening up for young males and the idea of masculinity in the 21st century.
Had you any expectations going into this?
Well, I like Rylan Clark. I like him as a person.
Yes.
And I think that they picked the right person to present this podcast because I think he's compassionate and I think he's warm. I think he's reassuring and he's kind of got this charming curiosity where he gets away with asking particular questions that the celebrities will reveal just a little bit more to him than they probably anticipated that they would.
Because he's from that world, though, too.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. But I think just generally his personality, I think it's warm and reassuring.
Yeah, he can cut through some of the more serious topics, which is quite good. Like he can throw in a wry comment that isn't out of place. Mm. And I think when you're dealing with something that can be quite heavy and they do go into some heavy themes, it's important to be able to carry that levity, but also be able to touch on the more serious stuff too. So he plays it well.
He's talking to individuals. It's kind of, I've listened to two of the episodes. I'll explain another story in a moment. I listened to two of them, the last one being the boxer Amir Khan.
Yes.
So it's a kind of a 30 minute, roughly, isn't it? 30, 35 minute sit down with them and how they feel about being a man, basically, and what masculinity means to them. Who did you listen to?
I listened to Hamza Yassin.
Yes. That's the first one I listened to.
I listened to David Gandhi, which I was really impressed by. The Amir Khan one was really interesting. And also Jake Daniels. I found that a really moving interview.
What about you?
I did Hamza Yassin and Amir Khan. I was halfway through Phil Wang.
What did you think?
I don't know.
Well, you're from the sports world now, so go on. I'm interested in your take on...
I'm also a man, yes.
Where is that?
Yeah, they sent me along here today to represent the community. It held a lot of promise for me, and I think there is a conversation that's happening now. Like when people call this crisis of masculinity, I always get a bit wary because the people who usually talk about the crisis are probably the wrong people who have the solutions. The likes of Peterson and Tate and other people, David Meeson as well, is one of those people who talk about this crisis of masculinity, and they go into sort of the tropes of the alpha male. And I think it's worth having a conversation because there are young boys who are being influenced by the toxic masculine kind of personas. And we have to analyze what masculinity is in the modern day. Where it kind of disappointed me was sort of the conversations that they ended up having.
The Hamza
Yassin one was very interesting because he sort of talks about he says he's born in the wrong generation and goes, I wish I was born in the 20s and the 50s where men were more courteous and I always offer to pay for a date if we're on first date. No, I'll get the check. And, you know, there were some not so great things about men in the 20s either. This idea of the hunter-gatherer, like Hemingway wrote in the 20s, that's all you need to say. And his version of masculinity isn't particularly helpful.
But I also found as well, his father was a great role model for him.
Yeah.
And he grew up in Sudan, where yes. the male figure in the family would be predominantly in charge. But actually, that was not the case in Hamza's family. The father did a lot of the typically female roles. And then when he moved to England, he saw another side of masculinity when he started playing rugby at school
yeah.
and stuff like that. So that's why I thought it was kind of like a well-rounded conversation. But I agree with you. It was unusual in that he said that he thought he'd been born in the wrong generation, because even that, it's kind of a contradiction. I don't think
I'd listen to it in such depth or took yeah. such depth from it. For me, I kind of listened to Amir Khan as, you know, I knew this sports star was a boxer, and it's a little bit about him talking about punching people for a living. And mm-hmm. I kind of just had it as more background. Well, noise.
I think with this podcast series, I think that it scratched the surface yeah. on what masculinity and what it means to be a man today. But I don't think that it got into the deeper concept of toxic masculinity or anything like that. I think it was light and fluffy men talking to each
yeah.
other and sharing
that,
their feelings.
See, that would have been my issue with it. Yeah,
if you're going into it to try and find out what the answer to toxic masculinity is or how to be a man, you're not going to get those answers.
I thought it was more a celebrity interview, and celebrities is kind of what I sort of took from it.
I did think, though, whoever booked the guests for the podcast did a really good job. Because
they had good guests.
They did have good guests. And I found David Gandy's interview interesting as well. He's the male model. You'll know him from the Dolce & Gabbana adverts from a couple of years ago. You'll know what I'm talking about when you hear that. And I'd never heard him speak before. I'd just seen him. So it was interesting to get his take as a male model in that industry and how women were probably earning 5 times more than he was, and how he could never complain about that because that's just the world. And you don't have many of those worlds where women are earning 5 times more than
totally.
A man, you know?
It's funny. And again, it probably isn't one of those more nuanced, go deep, let's deep dive into masculinity and what it is and the concept of masculinity. It is more of a people giving their thoughts on what they are as a man. Like, he starts every pod with, how masculine do you feel
that
today?
That really annoyed me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was. But the thing on women, like, from the episodes I've listened to, and I haven't listened to the whole series, so I'll reserve judgment totally. But women are kind of off to the side completely. And I think it's a masculinity, it's a gender studies podcast, really. It should be. And it's a gender studies topic. And if you kind of relegate women to the side role, like, it masculinity is relative to women as well. I don't think it's an entirely male concern.
So, I haven't listened to the first two episodes of his guests with How to Be a Man. I don't know how this keeps happening to me on Spotify, but anyway, it rolled on to a previous series of podcasts that Rylan had, which was it's basically about, like, what being a superstar means to you or what being a celebrity means to you. So I accidentally this morning stumbled on his podcast, about 42 minutes in length, with Charlotte Church, the singer from Cardiff. Now, I thoroughly enjoyed that podcast. Really enjoyed
it. How to Be in the Spotlight.
How to Be in the Spotlight. And I listened to the interview with Charlotte Church and I loved it. I thought to myself, how have we gone from How to Be a Man to this and Charlotte Church? But then I realised I was onto an entirely different previous series that he'd out. But it was excellent. Mm. So it's not his first rodeo.
No. And as I said, he is a good presenter and he does have, you know, a warm personality to entice people to maybe open up a little bit more than they would.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the 4 or 5 episodes that I listened to.
How many others did then?
There's 10 in the series of How to Be a Man. And I listened to, I think, Jake Daniels, who's one of the first footballers to come out in over 30 years in the Premiership. And I found that, like, just a really touching listen. And also, there were some interesting observations that I made about men. Like, if you take Dave Gandy, who's a model, who's known all over the world or whatever, he hates his photo being taken. And then you've got Amir Khan, who's a boxer, and he hates confrontation and fighting.
Yeah.
You know, and also, just an interesting element with Amir Khan, he waxes his chest because he always has boxing, whatever. And he thinks that is not masculine because he was thought that men should have hairy chests. A real man's man.
That comes up a bit. It's in the Phil Wang one too.
Yeah, it does. So, you know, so there was kind of some little interesting insights into what might go on in a man's brain a little bit. But
For
me.
I agree with that. And I just think there are 10 celebrities and they just happen to be men. Except for Janet Streetporter, that's the other one. And even her episode talks about how she had to adopt certain masculine traits to make it in the industry. So there are conversations there, but I suppose it's not really what I would have wanted from a podcast like that.
Okay,
when you see
you're not getting any answers.
No.
Will you stick with us?
I'd probably try and see it out just to.
Oh, well, you listen never, to. You
don't come away from these things without learning something.
Yeah, see, that's it.
So you think you will stick with the other eight?
I think so.
Yeah. Kira, will you dip in and out of it? Or
absolutely. Yeah, I really enjoyed this. I really enjoyed it. As I said, you're not going to change your views of masculinity or you're not going to learn that much about toxic masculinity. But I just thought the guests that were chosen and how Roiland was with them, it worked for me.
Yeah. Can I say I enjoyed his other series more than I should be in the spotlight? I did actually. I enjoyed it. But I think for me, the How to Be a Man podcast, it will probably be guest dependent on how much I'll stick with it.
Yeah.
Rather than consecutively listening.
You should start recommending the ones you are listening to. Yeah. This has happened a few times when I'm on.
I know.
Where
I
ended up listening to another one. It was great.
Yeah. Andrew, would you just do the homework you told today?
It's not even my fault. I was doing it. It just clicked on.
I even texted you last night.
I know. And I listened to the two that you had mentioned. And then this morning I was left to my own devices and ended up still with the same podcast host, just an entirely different
series.
It's like
podcast penicillin. You just stumble onto this amazing other one.
How many stars are we giving How to Be a Man?
I'll give it 3.
I'm going to give it 3 as well. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I was expecting a bit more from you.
And I mean, I enjoyed it, but as Cameron was saying, it's nice and sweet and fluffy.
Mm. Nice, sweet and fluffy. Yeah. That's broadcaster Kira King and Off the Ball's Cameron Hill. We're talking about How to Be a Man. That's our podcast recommendation this week.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.